Time now to meet Eagles middle linebacker Joe Walker, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Exciting times for Joe. Second year in the system, in the NFL, you're starting. It's got to be a blast.
Oh, man, it's fun being in this city right now. The fan base is huge here. Love the team, and they just we're just trying to keep rolling.
Yeah, Joe, it's interesting. I fans don't know a whole lot about you. You're a young guy playing for your first year. Let's go back to last year and how things were going in preseason, and then you suffer the knee injury. And I'm always interested to see what it's like to come back from an injury. From your standpoint, mentally, physically, was it tougher one way or the other?
I think you know what you're going to get into physically. I mean, you're going to be in rehab every day. You got to get through some tough days and stuff. But I think the mentality of it, that's the big part, you know, just to be able to grind through it.
How about just the fact that you weren't playing football for the first time in how many years? How old were you when you first started playing?
First grade.
Is that right?
First grade, yeah.
Wow. Did your body miss the contact?
I mean, I miss being out there. I miss being out on the field. I miss being with the team, you know. But it's nice to be back.
And when did you feel like you were kind of all the way back physically?
Probably not too long ago.
Oh, is that right?
Probably not too long ago as far as, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So it was like you just didn't feel like you could just forget about it and go?
No, mentally I wasn't thinking about it ever, but just not run. Mm-hmm. Not to play football for a year, just to get back into the football mentality.
You made the team. You know, you come in here, you're hoping to get a role, find a role, special teams, backup linebacker. All of a sudden, Jordan goes down, and you're starting on Sunday against San Francisco. What was it like for you to be the guy in the middle?
I mean, it was an awesome experience. Yeah. Something you kind of always dream of. You know, finally got to do it. I'll never forget.
Speed of the game, no problem for you?
Yeah, I think the first time I played in an NFL game a year ago, speed hit you real quick.
Yeah.
But not feeling good now.
How about what is the difference between college and just in terms of speed? Is it like dramatically different? Because you played in Pac-12, it's good football. Mm-hmm. Is it just worlds different from college to the NFL?
I think there's no one on the field that's not a good player. As far in the NFL, there's no one that gets on the field that's not a good player. Whereas in college, there might be a guy or two that you could, you know, try and expose. But in the NFL, it's not happening.
It's an awesome. And this defense really coming around, taking the football away, playing behind Joe, a defensive front that is just killing people up there. I mean, they're just aggressive. They're penetrating. How has their performance made the linebackers' lives a bit, not easier, but a bit easier to get to the football, I guess.
I mean, it makes it easier.
Yeah,
it makes it easier. Those guys are up there. I mean, they're the best defensive line, I think, you know. They make the linebacker's job a lot easier. I think they make the DB's job easier, you know. They're getting after the quarterback.
How would you describe the locker room right now? 7-1 leading the NFL and that record leading the NFC. Denver Broncos coming to town. What is it like inside the locker room?
You know, I think it's really a week-to-week thing. I think everyone just focuses on the next opponent. Try not to think of, you know, where are we here? Are we here versus this? Just focusing on this week.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. Maybe you didn't know this, but maybe you did. Joe was named the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award winner for 2017. Do you understand the impact of that award, the significance of what that award means?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm honored. I'm honored to be voted by my teammates and receive that award.
I know also about Joe Walker that you spend your days off really working with the Eagles Community Department. You've won the community belt 2 weeks, which I know you hang proudly in your locker. And that's designed, given out to somebody who goes above and beyond the call of duty. Why is it important for you to get out in the community and make a difference?
I mean, you get this platform. You go out there and you use it and you'd be able to help someone else, you know. And I think, personally, it's almost selfish because I get so much joy from helping these guys. Anything I can do, really.
Did you grow up in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, my dad and my mom definitely preached that.
Great. Have they been able to come out and see you play?
Yeah.
Do they come to every game?
No, they've been to a couple games, though.
And what is it? Do you hear a lot of feedback from them? Are they kind of your coaches from the stands? What is it like?
You see them after the game, and if I had a bad game, they just kind of take it easy on me and be quiet. They don't say much.
Great support, though. Hey, what about the Denver Broncos? What can you tell us about their offense? They've got a new quarterback. Brock Osweiler is going to start this week. What do you know at this point about Denver?
Yeah. As we were out there today, just getting ready, trying to stop the run, and then, eliminate the run and go from there.
Yeah, it's a powerful run game. Joe Walker, congratulations, man. Good progress. Keep it going. Long way to go this season. I like the week by week. Joe Walker in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.